This says, this simple courtesy is all the Holy Spirit asks of you. There's only one simple courtesy that the universe asks of you. There's but one simple courtesy that God asks of you. And this is it. You got it? It's this. Let truth be what the truth is. What does that mean, let the truth be what it is? It means do not intrude upon the truth. What does that mean? Do not attack the truth. What does that mean? Do not interrupt its coming. What does that mean? Well, let the truth encompass every situation and bring you peace. Let the truth surround every situation and bring you peace. I walk in this room and I see the truth that you are one with me and I am one with you, so therefore I will not attack you. And guess what? In this situation right now, I'm experiencing peace. I'm letting the truth bring me peace. We're having peace right now with each other, regardless of the way we look, our age, sex, race, or whatever. Why? Because we're letting the truth encompass this situation. We're all here together, joined on the goal of peace, and therefore we are experiencing peace in this situation. The ego says, well, this is just a special situation just because you're here with these people. No, it's just that when you leave this situation, you start using the law of exceptions, and you think the truth applies not to every situation, and not to all people, and then they witness back to you your belief. So your perceptions never witness the truth to you. Your perceptions just witness what you believe back to you.
That's so good.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
Because you believe it about me, that's what you're going to think about me. But just because you believe it about me doesn't make it the truth about me. So your beliefs have its effect on you. Your beliefs don't have an effect on me. I don't care what you think about me. What you think about me is none of my business. As a matter of fact, I don't want to know. I probably think better about myself. You know what I'm saying? If you're around a lot of negative people, then silence is the most powerful thing you can do to move beyond them. Because you can think the truth for yourself, not have to listen to what they think that's opposite. And you can change your mind without saying anything to anybody. And when you change your mind, your reality automatically changes because the outer is a reflection of the inner. So if you want to change anything in your life, it's an internal job. And then everything out there just becomes a means to achieve what you already believe inside yourself. Because as soon as you want something, you put it in the world. And your faith determines whether or not you stay focused on your goal long enough to see it manifest. Because if you want it, it's out there. Because what's out there is what you want. Do you want a relationship that's unbelievably happy? Then it's out there.
Alright.
Why? Because you want it. Cool. Now, the difference, now why don't I have it? It's your faithlessness. Because by you having faithlessness, you don't allow your attraction to the goal to pull you past any obstacle to achieving it. Because the attraction of the thing beyond the obstacle pulls you past it. So anything, the attraction of the thing beyond the obstacle pulls you past the obstacle. Like for instance, if I really love somebody so much that I want to be with them no matter what, then almost whatever they do, I'm going to find some way to forgive them so I can still be with them. Because my desire to be with them is stronger than the obstacle that comes up. What I want, the power of what I want, the reality of what I want, it will not only pull me past any block or any obstacle to achieve it, it will create the circumstances and situations that would allow me to achieve it. Your goal creates the situations and circumstances and opportunities that allow you to reach your goal. So, if I can't get past the obstacle, I have to ask myself, how much do I truly desire that which is beyond the obstacle? Yeah. If every little thing comes up as a block, then that may be my hint that my desire is not complete. Yeah. Nothing is difficult that is wholly desired. Mm-hmm. What do you want? I don't know. How do you feel about your relationship? I don't know. What do you and your partner want in your relationship? I don't know. What kind of job would you like to have? I don't know. That doesn't sound like a lot of power behind the goal. Right? So then since I don't know what I want to happen, then things just seem to happen. And then I look back on the things that have happened, and then I try to judge what happened, and I'll be wrong because I didn't have no goal in the first place. So if you want to predict your future in a sense, all you have to do is have a goal, because a goal determines the outcome. See, I don't have any doubt that I will experience the love of God and the peace of God and the freedom of God, because that is the only goal that's real. Everything else is an illusion, and everything else becomes a means to reach my goal. So if my goal is peace, then everything in my life will gradually change and be transformed into a means for peace.
Wow.
If my goal is love, and I'm sincere about that, then everything in my life, no matter how small, no matter how large, is going to be used to bring me that. And the people who share my purpose will be attracted to me, and they will bring forth even more faith in me because they're witnessing back to me that my goal is real. So setting a goal and being sure of your goal calls forth the people who will support you in your goal. And then as you see them show up, your faith in your own goal increases and you manifest it even faster.
Cool.
You see what I'm saying? So the only goal that's truly valuable is the goal of peace. Because all of the things that we say we want are just things that we think are going to bring us some peace. When you say, I want that brand new car, you think you're going to get the peace that's going to come from having a brand new car. When I say I want a brand new relationship, that means I think I'm going to have the happiness and the love that I think is going to come from that relationship, right? So what I really want is the peace. Ask for the peace. The peace will create the relationships that bring you peace. It's an exact reversal of the way we're taught to handle it.
Yeah.
It's just a flip. And that's why you keep hearing me harping on the goal. Because most people, when you ask them, they have no idea what they want to come out of anything. They're just hoping that it turns out right. You're too powerful for that. You are here learning the power of your thought and your power to create. You are creators in training. You've forgotten that this was all set up to teach us the true meaning of love. You forgot you chose your parents. You forgot you chose your race. You forgot you chose your sex. You forgot you chose the general circumstances that you were born into in order to evolve as a soul and to remember who you are. Now you're caught up in the dream, and you think the dream is real. So real that now you may even believe you're not the innocent, beautiful, unlimited, divine being that you are.
Oh,
and I'm here. I'm here. Don't you just love it when I talk dirty? I know I'm better than 900, I'm telling you. See how it works? That was a demonstration. That was a demonstration. So when you leave out of here today, I want to ask you to let the truth come in. Don't try to fight the truth. Not even faith is asked of you. Not even faith is asked of you. Truth as nothing. Just let the truth enter, and the truth will call forth and secure for you the faith you need. The truth will call forth the faith you need for peace. If you just let the truth come in, don't worry about the faith. If you let the truth come in, the truth will bring the faith. Mm-hmm. See, we got it reversed.
Yeah.
We think the faith will bring the truth.
Totally.
It's the truth that brings the faith. Well, this is, well, how do you let that come in? Well, stop attacking it. What does that mean? Don't interrupt its coming. What does that mean? Let it encompass the situation. I'm not asking for faith of you. Truth doesn't ask for anything except to let it enter. And that's what we've done for the last hour. We just let it enter.
Cool.
You see, it will secure the faith that you need in order to let it accomplish the situation. So when you sit here and you just let the idea of your innocence enter, and you let the idea of your power enter, and you let the idea of your perfection enter, you are letting the truth enter without interrupting the truth, and it's going to call forth and secure for you the faith you need for peace. And for peace. Peace is one step beyond peace. mercy, but I want the peace of God. I want the feast of God. You know, that's next. That's another class. So don't worry about that. Don't rise against it, because it cannot come against your opposition. Truth and love don't wait on anything but welcome. Truth and love does not wait on time. Truth and love waits on welcome. Fear, untruth, fear, what is not love, enters of its own volition. So if it's not love, it doesn't care about what you want. It's all about what it wants, and it comes into your experience and tries to manipulate and control, because it is not love. Love, on the other hand, somebody that loves you, something that loves you, is not forcing itself on you. It's not trying to run you down and make you like it. It's waiting to be welcomed. Truth waits on welcome. Love waits on welcome. Abundance waits on welcome, not on time. Thank you for hearing this much with me today. Holy Spirit! Woo! Woo! And don't forget, EarlPurdy.com website, because when you leave out of the room, you're probably going to go back into your old mind, and you will forget how much I reinforce your power and your divinity. The veil will close again, and you'll be right back a person out here in the world trying to make it, trying to be defensive, hoping they can get a little joy if I could possibly trust somebody. This is what we heard today is so opposite from what we normally hear in our day-to-day reality, that unless you consciously choose to remind yourself, you will forget. And we are in the sleep of forgetfulness. That's where we're at.
Okay, crank it up.
So we got to do the love offering. Thank you so much for sharing with me in my full-time ministry with the Force and Miracles. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
Also, I got some spare classes up here that you might want to take. They're real iPod car friendly.
Should I do my announcement now or later?
You can do it now.
Bring cards, yes, money.
Thank you, Judy.
I'm your representative.
Hey, that really comforts me. It does.
You feel better.
I feel better. Yeah, Judy, this is David. This is the minister of the church that lets us meet here. Let's give it up.
I just want to thank
you. Okay, so let's just take a breath before we get ready to go back out into the land. And what I'd like you to do is just take a moment and project peace ahead of you for the rest of the day. Right from your heart, just send peace. Send peace ahead. Decide what you'd like to come out of the rest of the day and claim it for yourself. And tell yourself, for the rest of the day, I will either see love or a call for love. For the rest of the day, I will be seeing love or a call for love. It's either love or a call for love. And because you see it as a call for love, doesn't necessarily mean you're supposed to do anything about it. At first, you are just supposed to learn to see it as a call for love. You may not be able to do anything at this point, but just see it as a call for help. And that's all that's required at this point, because that's all that you want, and that's all that you deserve. May the light of God surround you. May the love of God enfold you. May the power of God protect you. Oh.
everyone in the room, say within yourself, let peace extend from my mind to yours. One more time. Let peace extend from my mind to yours. May the course be with you. See you next time, Holy Spirit. Available. School people in the room, you might just want to scream at it.
Cake and the liberty.
It is cake and the liberty.